Now, as a growing nation, Australia has been pretty dependent on some staple meats. We're talking red meat, poultry, pork as the main sources of protein. But with increasing demands on these particular meats, the industry is forced to keep up with our insatiable appetite by making the production more efficient, which unfortunately is usually done at the animal's expense. One potential solution to relieve some of the pressure off the industry is to look at alternative options like kangaroos, rabbits, and camels. Luigi Fontana is a professor of medicine and nutrition at Charles Perkins Centre, and he's with us on the line now. Luigi, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So before we dive into, I suppose, what sort of meats we're eating, do you think that Australians as a whole include probably too much meat in their diet?
Yes, yes. You know, Australia is the second consumer in terms of meat worldwide, after the United States, and, you know, the consumption of animal products is definitely excessive. And, you know, data that, you know, we and other people are collecting, scientific data, are suggesting that this excessive consumption of meat and animal products has detrimental effects on health, on metabolic health, and most importantly, on environmental health. 30% of global warming is due to intensive animal farming. There is a report, an article yesterday in Science showing that, you know, these intensive animal farming, for example, and the use of antibiotics is increasing antibiotic resistance, meaning that, you know, in the future, you know, we're going to die again of bacterial disease because the antibiotics we have, they become resistant to antibiotics. And then, you know, other problems from destroying of the topsoil, water pollution and other stuff. So we need to reduce meat consumption, animal production, animal products in general, and we have to balance with more vegetable proteins that, you know, if you have the right combination of legumes and whole grains, you know, you have all the amino acids. It's not true that, you know, basically animal proteins are absolutely necessary. But, you know, on the other side, we don't have to become vegetarians, you know, but between becoming vegetarians and eating animal products, breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day, there is a big difference.
There's a fun middle ground that we can all find there.
Of course. Yes, yes.
And so what do options like potentially kangaroos, rabbits, camels, what do they do for our environment and for us that red meat might not?
Well, look, you know, these are also red meat, you know, I mean, instead of coming from beef, you know, kangaroo are still, you know, animals, you know, they have red meat. It's just a different source of red meat. Of course, you know, probably the kangaroo who are living in the wild, they have leaner meat, you know, they are, you know, the composition of the quality of the meat probably is better. But, you know, if let's say, you know, people, they're going to move from beef, you know, to kangaroo, then, you know, you have to start to do intensive kangaroo animal farming, because, you know, if you want to provide, you know, the quantity of meat that people are eating every single day, you know, from kangaroo or from other animals, you know, the wild animals will not be enough, you know, to provide, you know, the amount of meat people are consuming. So, you know, the problem is the same. It's not, you're not changing the problem, you know. It's the quantity of meat that people are consuming that it's absolutely excessive and unnecessary, and as I said, has a huge detrimental impact on human health in terms of increasing pathways that are driving aging, cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and huge environmental consequences. Again, 30% of CO2 and global warming is due to intensive animal farming. And, you know, we are hearing every day the consequences of what we are doing, you know, on our planet.
So it sounds like, I suppose, when people say, oh, kangaroos in particular, they're a much more sustainable source of meat, it might be a little bit of a myth because the problem is meat in the first place.
Yeah, because, you know, if everybody is going to switch from beef to kangaroo, then, you know, the wild kangaroo, they're not be able to provide enough, you know, kangaroo meat for everybody. So, you know, then, you know, you have to start to do intensive animal farming with kangaroo or whatever other animal. And so you're just, you know, it's the same problem, you know, then, you know, the massive amount of animals with all the problem related to the methane and all the other pollutants. And then again, you know, the red meat by itself, you know, that, you know, if you eat some red meat is okay. So the Mediterranean diet, just to give you an idea, the Mediterranean diet is considered to be one of the healthiest diets in the world. The people, they were eating, you know, meat once a week, a couple of times a week fish, and the rest was legumes and whole grains, lots of vegetables, fruits, nuts, and seeds. And the high fiber diet in the vegetables, for example, we have data suggesting that, you know, it's important to prevent autoimmune disease, allergic disease. So the huge increase in asthma, type 1 diabetes, multiple sclerosis, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis are probably in part related to the huge reduction in fiber consumption because people are eating less whole grains, less legumes, less vegetables. And they are eating more and more refined grains and animal products.
Well, I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there. Luigi, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
That was Luigi Fontana. He's a professor of medicine and nutrition from the Charles Perkins Center, chatting to us about the idea that we should be potentially replacing meat that comes from cows with meat that comes from kangaroos.